other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was going to go back to Ben in Canada talking about being unemployed for months and how much trouble he's in. No, I hear you, and it's horrible. But Ben hung up. It's very, very serious. But it's designed that way to domesticate us, to get us under their control. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Colorado. Robert, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. A couple of things. Number one, you were asking the question earlier about who was the guy that found out about the U.S. giving secrets to the Russians during World War II. Were you alluding to Major Jordan's diaries?
No, I was mentioning, I was talking about Patton.
Oh, okay.
You mean I did that whole 10-minute spiel, and I'm not a good communicator, I guess, and you didn't know I was talking about a murdering Patton?
Well, yeah, you did say that, but it just, what clicked into my brain was Major Jordan's diaries, which was along the same lines. He was a guy who found out basically the same thing, that we were giving secrets to the Russians and so on and so forth. So that's what made me think of that. No, you said Patton, so I guess that's my mistake. The other thing is that, Alex, back during the 2005 Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, you were on the police pretty hard about they should be fired for leaving their posts and so forth. Since then, when I hear you mention that, you've kind of softened your stance. Have you found out something different about what happened there, or what are your
feelings
about?
Well, yeah, I mean, we didn't know for 3 days that FEMA jammed all the cell phones and went in and physically cut all the police radio towers, physically with fire axes. And so within 3 or 4 days after, I mean, at first when it said that they walked off their post, I said, how dare them? We didn't know that the feds had come in and cut their communications. So I reversed myself immediately at that point.
That makes sense. Okay. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. It's kind of like the first 2 hours of the NATO sneak attack on South Ossetia against the Russians. CNN was announcing the Russians had snuck attack, and I'm not even prepared to deal with lies of that level, so I thought, my God, this is incredible. CNN's reporting the Russians have snuck attack. And then a couple hours later, I went and read the foreign news and then even, you know, read addendums on CNN. And they're like, well, actually, after Georgia attacked South Ossetia, so I had to reverse myself. I mean, you know, much can be made of these things, but, I mean, I routinely get things wrong. And then we go back and you know, correct that. A lot is taken out of context as well. It's like on Y2K, ABC News announces a missile has been fired from Russia at the United States. And all the phones start ringing. Everybody's calling the show about it. And I say, that's not true. So I run out during the break, turn on ABC News, and they're announcing it. I go back on air, and I say, yeah, it's happening. And then about 10 minutes later, we said, no, from NORAD, it was just a Scud missile. And I said, that was weird, because they had the Russians with them at NORAD, and the Russians and the U.S. had a weird press conference after. So that was some psyop. Well, what did COINTELPRO do? They claimed I put out the story about the missile when it had been on ABC News and callers of the show. It'd be like if a caller called in and said, I just heard a missile was fired from Russia. And I go, okay, let me check. Yeah, they say that's true. We don't know if this is true. And then the government takes that, edits it, and says that I said Russia, just out of nowhere, I just came on air and announced that a missile had been fired from Russia. So that's the kind of deception that we deal with. Jim, Troy, Maggie, Eric, we're going to get to all of you with our guest, F. William Engdahl, that's coming up after the break. Some of the other news I have. Later in the show, if I have time, I'm going to read this in its entirety. General George S. Patton was assassinated to silence his criticism of Allied war leaders. London Telegraph. Another one here. Robots ready to run the world. I want to get to that out of Russia Today. More on the bill nobody noticed. National DNA Data Bank, now law. And a lot more coming up today. We'll also get more into Bernard Madoff, the front man for a larger Ponzi swindle. Stay with us.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secret of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
She survived the Pentagon strike. She's now filed suit against Bush and Cheney for carrying out the 9/11 attacks and endangering her life and that of her child. Her lawyer joins us coming up in about 2 hours from now. In the next hour, we got Peter Schiff on with us, top financial strategist and advisor, Ron Paul's chief financial advisor, making the rounds on national TV quite a bit these days. We'll get his take on where things are going. Before we go to our first guest of the day, and yes, your phone calls in this hour, we're going to be talking about full spectrum dominance with our guest, F. William Engdahl. But before we do that, I do want to encourage all of our listeners out there to remember that just because those of us that listen to this show or that are informed about the New World Order and how the world really operates, just because we know what's going on doesn't mean our neighbors, our friends, our family do. And you may have tried to wake them up a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever, and they weren't listening. Now people are more apt to listen. And even if they don't listen now, they will remember what you said today, a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. And that's the reason this radio show is just exploding exponentially. My books, the films, the materials, is because everything we talked about has come true. Everything we've discussed has unfolded. Unfortunately, I wish we were wrong. So I do want to encourage everybody to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. PrisonPlanet.tv is $5.95 a month. You can sign up for a monthly trial membership or get a year until Christmas, just a few days left, and you can get 5-plus months free. So you pay for 6.7 months of your membership, you get 5.3 months if you want to get technical. So 5-plus months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. And up to 6 people can use the same passcode. So buy yourself a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and then give it to a few of your friends and family. Just explain to them that they can't share their passcode with anybody else or it will cease to work. Now, that doesn't mean it will cease to work forever. It will just time out. And then if all 6 of you are trying to log on at the same time, it won't work. So, again, our goal here is to get the word out to people on the subject of GMOs, deadly vaccines, militarization of the police, the banker takeover. I mean, there are thousands of audio interviews. Got to be close to 1,000 video interviews. When I make films, I'll take everything that's on the cutting room floor, like Endgame 1.5, all the really good stuff that we couldn't put in, an hour and 45 minutes extra, put it up at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, in ebook format. His book's out of print. Mine's about to be, so you can get it at PrisonPlanet.tv. Put the videos, put the books on disc, burn them to disc, give them to friends, family, neighbors. Use it as a library in the fight against the New World Order. Believe me, folks, the reason tyranny always tries to crack down on free speech is that free speech hurts tyranny. And that's why they're moving against the web and going with their full-spectrum dominance right now, because they know the things they're doing are so unpopular, they're not going to be able to get away with it. That's why Cheney's trying to say, hey, we've got the nukes, we can nuke all of you, we're above the law, we can torture children. They're trying to just set a precedent that the sky's the limit. You know, $8.5 trillion stolen in 8 weeks. And that's two-week-old numbers. It just keeps growing. I mean, the level of wanton abandon and lawlessness we're seeing, it must be met with resistance. We must speak out against it. So again, PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not online, you want them in super high quality on DVD, Terror Storm, Endgame, Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies, The Money Masters. They're all available at huge discounts at Infowars.com on DVD and a bunch of other great books and videos at Infowars.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We are now joined by F. William Engdahl. And if I try to describe everything he does, it would take too long. But his research bridges economics, politics, and the less-known field of geopolitics. His work is influenced by numerous economists, but most especially by the German historian economist Frederick List. He has authored the book A Century of War, Anglo-American Oil Politics, and the New World Order. And he's done a lot of other work written for major publications around the world. And he joins us for 5 minutes in the next hour, then Mr. Schiff joins us. I appreciate you coming on. Your new book doesn't come out until January, but we're going to talk about it, Full Spectrum Dominance. Give us the full title, Mr. Engdahl, and then break down what full spectrum dominance or complete technological enslavement system is.
Okay, Alex. Enjoying being with you again. The book, Full Spectrum Dominance, the subtitle, I think, tells it all. It's Totalitarian Democracy in the New World Order. And basically, as I see it, the post-war U.S. Informal empire, if you want to call it that, the post-war U.S. projection of power post-1945 was really based on two fundamental pillars. One was the power of Wall Street and the dollar-based system of then the gold standard and later simply the dollar-based fiat money system after 1971. The role of New York as the financial capital of the world, as it had been with the British Empire a century earlier, was the key element to controlling the world or controlling the dominant trends of world politics in the post-war period. That is now going up in flames with the crisis that we're living through right now. It's going to get horrendously worse. It's the American economy is going to go through pure hell, worse than anything in the 1930s. And that means the second pillar is the only thing that the U.S. elites have left, and that is the military. Military power projection, the Pentagon calls it full-spectrum dominance. Now, what do I imply by that? Well, number one, they have to permanently try to take off of the table the potential of the nations of Western Europe, Germany, France, Italy, and so forth, and Russia and China coming together, perhaps with India at some point joining them, and creating an economic trade zone or zone of cooperation, whatever you want to call it, but somewhere where they begin being less dependent on the dollar system and more dependent on protected kind of currency and trade zones that will keep the real economies going in those places. They have all the natural resources they require for that among them. Russia has the mineral resources. Russia has the world's largest reserves of natural gas. It has pipeline building capacities to China and so forth. And Western Europe has the machine tools, the advanced industry, but they lack the labor base. They lack the demographic crisis in Germany and so forth. It's beginning to kick in. So if you combine that into a common economic space, that is the one threat that the United States elites, the American century, if you want to call, it simply can't cope with that. Brzezinski has said it repeatedly in his writings. This is the number one threat. The whole Cheney Pentagon agenda since he was defense secretary in 1992 has been about preempting. Preemptive wars are nothing more or less than preempting this kind of cooperation in Eurasia. So the book really is about that agenda and how, unbeknownst to most people, certainly in Europe and in the United States, because our media simply doesn't tell us in detail, and certainly not our politicians, the Pentagon has never stopped the Cold War. It never for one second paused in its move to have total military dominance, cyberspace, outer space, inner space, the oceans, the land, and so forth. And that is the Bush presidency, and now it's being continued into Bush Mach 2, which is called Obama for some reason. The Bush presidency is really about this gearing up this full-spectrum dominance because they realized, I think, back in the 99-2000 period when the dot-com bubble was pumped up and inevitably crashed, that they didn't have many more cards to play on the financial field, and therefore they're going to have to turn to very hard military means. So,
well, doesn't this take us back to what we saw in the late 40s with the British Commission on Population? They say the Western world, the U.S. and England predominantly, the Anglo-American elite, are threatened by other populations developing their own industrial bases. So we have to go around the world destabilizing nations, getting them to have local theater wars. Mm. I mean, basically more, you know, great game geopolitical type stuff.
Precisely.
And then they expanded. They said carrying out eugenics. But then domestically, they say we've also got to dumb our own people down. I mean, this is in the documents, that dumbing us down so we're more easily managed, that attacking and starving other nations, playing them off against each other. I mean, this is really the policy. And if you look at it from a cold-blooded military policy of you're the elites, how do you dominate the world?
Divide and conquer. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they might as well have us born without brains. And you know, I hate to give them ideas, but I mean, that's what they're cold-bloodedly doing. So,
yeah.
So this really is the full spectrum dominance, is control freaks on steroids micromanaging every facet of our lives. I mean, we can't act like the Pentagon is separately over here by itself doing all of this. They work for the big Anglo-American banks,
and they're
given their marching orders, and that is dominate the American people. Dominate the British people, dominate the people of Europe who don't want to do this. That's basically enslave everybody and then start wars all over the planet to wreck everything. So there's nothing viable but your one unipolar system.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, in a nutshell, that's what the Full Spectrum book is documenting. And putting it in a context where people can really understand a lot of these things, for example, the Darfur campaign, to take one small example. Suddenly, Hollywood actors start lining up to be the great champions against Sudanese genocide in Darfur, southern Sudan. And nobody tells them that the reason that the Bush administration or Washington is talking about genocide in southern Sudan is because China has built oil pipelines to one of the richest oil potentials in all of Africa, in the Darfur region.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back with our guest.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
As we've been trapped on the wine spread much too long, Babylon system is a vampire.
William Engdahl is our guest. Got a link to his website up on Infowars.com right now. William, You know, Dick Cheney comes out over the weekend and says, look, of course the president's above Congress and above the law. He can nuke the entire earth if he wants to. So they keep going back to this military power. Last year, the British Ministry of Defense said, you know what? The military really does work for financial interest, and we may have to use neutron bombs on the general public if they try to get out of line or overthrow our government. So within the officer corps, it's even taught now that they work for financial interest and our countries are basically gone and that it is tyranny and that torture's good and that secret arrest is good and that we're moving into a very dark phase of life. And I guess these guys just enjoy the power. Where do you see all this going?
Well, certainly in terms of the U.S., the military, the NORDCOM redeployments in the last months toward domestic deployments and the building that up with thousands of troops inside the United States is something that we haven't seen since the Bonus Army March, where the great hero General Douglas MacArthur started shooting on innocent women and children who were and veterans who were demanding payment during the Depression of their World War I bonuses on an early basis so they could feed their families, and MacArthur comes in and starts wildly shooting. They did that one on a technicality to get around posse comitatus, but what's happening now, they're just not even thinking about this.
Wasn't Patton involved in that too?
Patton was involved. He was not yet a general, but I think he was a captain or a major. And
he was involved in the blasting. I only say that because look how they paid him back when the Russians out of a U.S. Grabbed a bunch of U.S. troops out of a German camp, and he wanted them back, and the Russians said no. He threw a fit. So did you know the London Telegraph is now reporting that?
Yes, I saw that. That's quite interesting.
Well, my point is that's how he gets repaid.
Yeah.
I mean, for all these guys that think it's cute and funny to kill U.S. citizens and fun to ride down women and children, look how it ends up. There is no honor among thieves.
That's certainly true. Nothing personal, just business.
Absolutely. So their master plan, bottom line, what are they shooting for? What are they going to try to do?
Well, I think, as I said at the beginning of the show, Alex, the only option that they have at this point is to use the mailed fist to take off the velvet glove and just try to project in an economy that's going down the tubes. They're in a very, very shaky basis to do this, but they, you know, these are people on the Titanic who simply full damn the torpedoes full speed ahead kind of mentality. And I don't think they're psychologically capable of recalibrating that the entire model that they built the American century on from 1939 is fundamentally flawed, and they have to redesign the thing and project a more modest profile in the world. I think.
Well, what was the shift? I mean, we know that Biden and Obama are going to continue the same policies. They're just puppets of the system. But,
yeah.
But you know, when Dick Cheney starts coming out and you know, talking about basically being God, or when Hayden comes out and says the Fourth Amendment does not say we need to, you know, any due process or any probable cause.
Entire war, yeah.
Yeah, but he says it doesn't even say that in the Fourth Amendment.
Mm.
I mean, so we're seeing. I mean, we know they're not delusional, but they believe.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to swear that, Alex. I who knows what kind of a heart medication that Cheney is on and how it affects his mind.
Well, we do remember Rove telling the Washington Post that we are history's actors.
Mm.
You know, that we control history. And so that what everybody else says or thinks doesn't matter, only we matter. So there's, there's definitely megalomania going on. The point I'm making is that when Hayden tells people the Fourth Amendment does not say probable cause, when it does say probable cause, that is a contempt.
Yes. Well, they have nothing but contempt for any kind of constitutional procedure. They're in a domain where the world has moved beyond that for them, and they're just power is the only language that that counts in Washington. So it's
and the final equation of that is forget your home, forget your family, forget your free market, forget your future. We have nukes. We have militarized police. Shut up. We're taking over.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Author, researcher, historian William Engdahl is our guest. We're going to open the phones up here in about 10 minutes at 1-800-259-9231. It is the 22nd day of December 2008. Just a program note. I am getting over a stomach virus of some horrid type, so if I sound a little bit out of it today or different, that is the reason. Mr. Engdahl, continuing, look, I mean, you're an expert on this. You study this all the time. I study it continually. My audience does. And I guess more and more of the solution, you know, to this whole problem is just historically looking at what happens when you get power-tripping elites into control. But nowhere in history did they have nuclear weapons or biological weapons to this extent. And it's just every parallel, every scenario I look at, it goes from bad to worse. First, specifically, I mean, I know you understand this is a controlled economic consolidation. This is a military financial attack, a strike on the middle class of the world, but also on Russia and China and the Middle East to destroy their fledgling economies. And again, even the so-called elites of this country are tied in financially with these other nations. Isn't this a super class or super elite at the top of the elite who are really bringing us towards the precipice? And if you really analyze it, it's not even for their interest long term, but they just are hyper aggressive and so they can't help it?
I would answer that yes and no. There is this super elite, this so-called Davos consensus. I hate that term, but I've been to Davos 9 times and I know what the consensus is or isn't around this. But the idea of this globalization, well, that was the project. And it tied in the top elites of Europe, the top elites of Japan, the top elites of many nations of the world, Brazil, Mexico, and so forth. But there was a center of gravity to the project. And now the thing has come to a point where that whole process is breaking down, and it's not under control. You know, the best laid plans, you can't control every single thing and every single being on the entire planet. Either you're going to blow up the whole planet through nukes or through biological catastrophe or whatever, or you're going to come a cropper one way or the other. They're just the world is not responsive to computer-programmed war scenarios. Like
no, I understand that. I'm saying specifically from memory the last time you were on with us about them trying to control, to consolidate power, the financial crisis. I agree they don't control what happens militarily. And
also financially. I don't think we're in such a centrally controlled breakdown crisis that they're going to regroup and so forth. I think the thing has really gotten out of control of Paulson and his Goldman Sachs cronies in the Treasury Department, and certainly Bernanke when he ramps interest rates down to zero and desperately tries to pump liquidity into the system and keep the thing going. It's not.
I understand, but it was their nature to create the derivatives bubble so they could buy up real assets. It was their nature. We know banks like to control these implosions, engineer them to consolidate. But I agree that the greed is so great that it may be now falling apart. Some people want to say that the whole Madoff thing is a conspiracy, and it may be that at the end of the day, so his sons and the rest of his company wouldn't go under, he blew the whistle on himself. I mean, clearly he wasn't running this $50 to $100 billion scam by himself. But just the fact that the founder of the NASDAQ and the former head of the NASDAQ would be, now in so much trouble and people saying they never heard of him, I mean, that gives us an idea of this criminal class.
Well, Alex, I see it. The Madoff thing is really the symbol of the entire Wall Street dollar system is a giant Ponzi scheme. And that's what... It depends on sucking ever more volumes of money into the system, and now the music stopped. It stopped with the Lehman Brothers' decision to let it go under in the middle of September. And that really has triggered unintended consequences, I think. And the way I see different national governments reacting in Europe and so forth, even the European Union, which a lot of people thought was the unit of action in Europe, is no longer the center of things. It's national governments. They said, okay, we've got to save our own behinds here, and we're facing elections next year, not the bureaucrats in Brussels who are unelected. So we got to do something to make sure the voter base is at least halfway with us. And that's
we don't have that problem here because they control the two parties to such an extent, and also have their voting machines that part of the equation worrying about the voters doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, it's not quite that advanced in Europe yet.
Yeah, so we don't have total global full-spectrum dominance. Now, full-spectrum dominance goes into everything.
And now I think you're going to see the emphasis shift from the financial dominance to the military in order to get the financial back under control, control world money, control the world.
And we've seen Obama say, you think a trillion plus is a big defense budget. How about a trillion and a half? How about 2 trillion?
Yeah. Well, look at the fact that he renominated Robert Gates to be defense secretary, and that says Robert Gates has spent most of his adult life as a house servant of the Bush dynasty. I mean, that says pretty much right there.
Well, Cheney's on TV making fun of Obama and Biden. I mean, that's the headline. Meanwhile, they're groveling and saying that they're going to protect him and make sure he doesn't get in any trouble. Regardless of what you think of Obama or Biden, I mean, that shows that they know who the real power is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, there's just such an unbridled arrogance that's coming out of Washington. It would be laughable if it weren't that these people still have some hands on the levers of power.
And I guess the military men at the high levels, they like it too. But you know, it was too much for Fox Fallon, though, the head of CENTCOM at the time, when they wanted him to attack U.S. ships with Navy SEALs. He did resign over that, we now know. So at least some of them up there don't like staging terror attacks. Or maybe he didn't mind a terror attack. Maybe he didn't want to start World War III.
Whatever, yeah. He certainly made clear that he wasn't on the program of Cheney's to launch a nuclear strike on Iran.
Well, I can throw out a lot of questions at you, but other things that are on your mind since we talked a few months ago that you think are most important?
Well, I think of course, now much of the intelligent world has woken up to the fact that there is no regime change that's taken place with the U.S. November elections, that it's simply continuity of government, continuity of the elite's power behind the scenes, the permanent institutions. I don't think we need to dwell on that. That's really so obvious by now in the appointments that President-elect Obama has made. The financial disintegration that's taking place at the spillover into the real economy is something I'd like to share a few thoughts with you on this, because I've been looking at this closely over the last days. It's an element that very few people have begun to speak up about openly in connection with the credit crisis. And that is the dramatic demographic shift that's about to take place. It's about to kick in 2011, 2013, in that time period. And that is that the baby boomer generation, the generation that was born after the war, beginning 45, 46, however you want to date it, but reached its peak around 65, that generation in about 2 years is going to come big time into retirement. And this is the generation that has allowed the financial boom of the post-1982 period in the U.S. To be created on Wall Street. It's made an industry out of the mutual funds with 401ks and all sorts of other savings for retirement, because they were coming into their peak earning years. The kids had gone to college, and they had their home paid down, most of them. I'm talking about middle-class America.
This is the investor class.
Yeah, and, the small private investor that's been the lifeblood of Wall Street. And now, not only has the stock market tanked in the last months to half its value at the beginning of the year, it's going to tank a lot further as the economic crisis gets worse, but the fact is, now this generation is coming big time into retirement.
And right as they do, they're not going to have their money.
Well, they have to live off their 401k. They have to cash in. So they're going to cash in a falling stock market, a bond market, and so forth. And hyperinflation is on the cards for perhaps in 9, 12 months at the rate that the Fed is monetizing.
But, William, I mean, that's it. Notice how this happened right in time for the moment they were about to cash in on their retirements, and mm-hmm. the cities, the counties, the states have all been investing in the secret double set of books, the mm-hmm. comprehensive annual financial reports. You know mm-hmm. about those, right?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
There's a double set of books. And so I'm saying from the evidence I have, this is a planned swindle by these ruthless people to mm-hmm. make sure the baby boomers don't get their money. But continue with your thought.
Okay. Well, the point that I was making is that people talk about a 1 or 2 year recession. Nouriel Roubini, who's got quite a following in the economic domain in recent months, is talking about a 5% peak to trough dip in the recession. I think this is just rosy-eyed optimism to the extreme. We're going to have a depression in the United States that's going to exceed anything we saw during the 1930s. It's going to be categorized as a very great depression, VGD. And not just Great Depression by future economists, if there are any left around to calculate this. And this 401, this baby boom retirement factor, is going to be the thing that's going to kick it into, at least I see as a under most optimistic scenario, a 10-year process of depression in the U.S. economy. I don't see any new blood coming into the credit system that's going to boost it up. So in that environment, I think the military option is going to be the option of last resort for the U.S. Power elites. They will see no other chance.
Now, for those that don't understand history, Mr. Engdahl, explain to them why in a bad economy there is a military option, what the social architects believe that will do, and not for the public, but for themselves. Have people rally around the government, around mm-hmm. the flag, as painful things happen at home, further consolidate power, create a growth sector in the economy.
Well, let's take the best example for most Americans who are over 60. The Great Depression ended when Roosevelt began secretly at first letting contracts, Pentagon contracts, for the build-up for a coming war with Germany and Japan, which after 1939, after 41 rather, after Pearl Harbor, was called World War II. And it was that military spending, huge military spending, that brought the U.S. out of the Great Depression. But the military spending was by the government, which had never been done on that scale before in American history. And why was that an economic positive? Well, it wasn't an economic positive because bombs and jet airplanes and B-52s or whatever the Bs were in those days are socially unproductive. They're a net minus on the.
But when the war ended, those factories could now make cars.
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point, Alex. When the war ended, not only U.S. factories were the state of the art in world production capacity, all of Europe was a rubble heap. Japan was bombed to smithereens, nuclear and otherwise, and the U.S. had no rival on the planet that could. Russia had lost. Or the Soviet Union had lost 23 million of its prime youth in the slaughter there in Europe, trying to defeat Nazi Germany. And Roosevelt and, after his death, Truman and Churchill simply chuckled up their sleeve and said, well, look, they've slaughtered each other, and now the U.S. was in a position to declare what Henry Luce said in 1941 triumphantly, this is the dawn of the American century. Now, think about that a minute. What they knew was they had all of the world's monetary gold in Fort Knox or in the New York Federal Reserve vaults. They had intact the production facilities. They had the aluminum production. They had the hydroelectric power in the Northwest that they'd built through the Great Depression on slave labor wages through public works programs. And now the United States was in a position, the United States elites, led by the Rockefeller family back then, David, John D. III, Nelson, and Lawrence Rockefeller, they were in a position literally to dominate the entire world. And that's the kind of thinking that these elites have. I'm convinced that that's what they're mulling around, how they can do that, how they can systematically defang the one nuclear power on the planet that can offer them a challenge, and that's Russia. As bankrupt as Russia is, I was in Russia recently, and I saw you have new cars everywhere in Moscow, but you have 20 million people living in an overcrowded condition in that city. It's going to take at least 10 years for the social situation to stabilize in Russia under the best of conditions, and now they have a collapsed energy price, oil down in the 40s instead of over 100. So it's going to be a very, very dicey time for the entire world in the next months, and I think if I want to leave your listeners with one message is to see the reality of what's coming and not try to have illusions that there's going to be a one or two your post-war typical recession, and that somehow Obama's going to have a kinder and gentler America, and this and the other thing. This is an imperial system in desperation, in irreversible decline, the system is, not the people. The people are the victims of this system. But they can't, it's like the Roadrunner cartoons. They're running off the cliff and they can't do anything to slow the legs down. So 2009 is going to be, as the Chinese say, a very interesting year.
I agree with you. We're going to come back in this segment and one other and take phone calls from Maggie, Eric, Tracy, Don, and Paul. But when do you see the crises peaking? Somewhere out in 12,014 or so? Or this is so big, such a massive shift?
Somewhere in that ballpark, between 12 and 14, 2012, 2014. This is going to really be a long, dragged out.
Well, I know the establishment seems very pleased with all of this. They're going to love the domestic police state they're going to foist through on this. I mean, they've spent decades, William, setting all this up, preparing all of their preparations right on time for this moment. I know it's by design. Mm-hmm. I know it's been engineered.
Mm-hmm.
And they have wrought something that is just absolutely horrific. All right, we'll be right back and take some phone calls for our guest.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Some very wicked people are in control.
Everybody knows that today is so loaded. Everybody
We've got a decadent population that doesn't know that the dice are loaded.
The war is over. Everybody
How do we reach out to them? How do we get them to stand up and say no and not go quietly into the night?
The fight was fix.
Well, the good news is the establishment at least had to give us a fake savior like Obama. They at least nodded towards the fact that they need the public fooled, but it isn't working. I'm jamming some calls here, but William, you know, the point I was just thinking of, Obama could have appointed insiders who weren't well-known retreads. Again, it shows an innate disdain for the public by the establishment.
Sure, sure. A contempt. Deep down, they have nothing but contempt for us normal people. I think that's their fundamental weakness as well. This isn't an aristocracy of excellence. This is a degenerate, paranoid elite that really belongs in psychiatric care and not in government.
Well, they're going to, but I guess that's the norm in history to have nuts in control. I mean, that's what normally happens. So that's the nature. Normal people don't want the power. Maggie in Texas, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex. I got in line before your guest came on.
I understand. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to, so my comment is a bit off topic, but I would like
Listen, let me just tell you and everybody else something. We don't screen the phone calls. And so unless I specifically say it's just for the guests, it's fine.
So
go ahead.
Yeah. I would like to plug my new blog on fluoride. And it is at www.fluoridefreeaustin, all one word, .com.
And you guys are fighting to get fluoride removed out of the water here locally, right?
Well, there are several different people working on it from several different angles. I'm not the only one. This is my particular contribution.
No, I understand. And I'm saying there's an Austin movement.
Yes, yes. There are a bunch of people. And, in fact, well, one of them is under the umbrella of Freedom Force. And John Bush, whom you know, is leading that, is deeply involved in that. And there's another group or person somewhere who is also using the name Fluoride Free Austin. And, in fact, I will admit that he had it first. But he is doing it through MySpace.
You know, I think activists should worry less about who's doing what first. And
right. Oh, no.
Worry about
I think,
getting the fluoride out. Yeah.
Right. The more people, the better. And, yes, I will work with anybody who's interested in this subject. This is my particular contribution, and I'm going to be doing some reporting on that blog, and I've been talking in front of the Austin City Council and recording my little lectures.
Maggie, you keep it up. We got to go because the segment's over. But, William, what about that subject? What is the establishment going to do as the public becomes educated, say, on GMO foods and stops eating them, and the free market dictates then that we want organic? What are they going to do as people find out about mercury in the vaccines or fluoride in the water and demand it out? What are they going to do as the public just says no, but the establishment wants to continue to carry out its forced medication of the public?
Well, I think that's up for grabs, and no one can predict when a population realizes how brutally they have been abused by the so-called misnamed health care that they've been given through the traditional mainstream hospitalization and medical system in the last decades, then you're going to have some pretty angry people. And I saw a statistic recently that there are more people who die from mishandling mistakes in the hospital than die of cancer in the United States. That's a pretty frightening statistic.
Yeah, 300,000 a year just from bad drug interactions. Stay there for one more segment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.